continue our limud in Nefesh HaChaim. Thank you. In Nefesh HaChaim, Shaar Dalet, Perek Yud Dalet. Shaar Dalet, Perek Yud Dalet. And, of course, we continue in this Shaar that discusses the greatness of Talmud Torah, of learning Torah. V'gam ha'olamot v'abiriyot kulam hem az bechedvata yeterata. Learning Torah brings simcha to the world, brings happiness to the world. Venehirim miziv haor ha'elyon ha'shofea alehem imekom shoresh elyon shel Torah. When a person learns Torah, he opens up the light and the simcha in all the worlds, and one world enlightens the other and brings shefa of bracha. Kimo shekatuv beperek ma'alot ha'Torah mesameach et ha'makom, mesameach et ha'beriyot. If you remember, in the sixth perek of Pirkei Avot, over there it talks about the person who is lomet Torah lishma, also the kinyanim of Torah, mesameach et ha'makom. He gives great simcha to Hashem, umesameach et ha'beriyot. People are very happy with him as well. Chen amra ha'Torah, as it says in Mishle, in the name of the Torah, Pasuk in Mishle talks on behalf of the Torah, va'ehye sha'ashu'im yom yom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his delight, his pleasure is in the Torah. His shashua is the Torah. Ubazohar vayakhel. The Zohar says in Parashat Vayakhel, Patach ve'amar, az nidberu yir'e Hashem. Az dibru mi ba'ele. Mai nidberu? And if you know good Hebrew, then it should say, az dibru yir'e Hashem ishel re'ehu. Two people who were God-fearing, they spoke one to another. What's nidberu? Nidberu comes from the nitpael. Nitpael means they made themselves, they were in a state of talking. Like we found in the end of today's parasha in Parashat Naso. Vayishma et hakol middaber. Not medaber elav me'al hakaporet. Middaber elav. Middaber as if it's talking by itself. So what does this mean? Az nidberu yir'e Hashem. It should say az dibru. Ela nidberu le'ela mikol inun retichin kadishin. V'chol inun chayalin kadishin begin de inun milin kadishin salkin le'ela. What happens is when a person learns Torah, those holy words of the Torah go up to Shamayim and they activate the upper worlds. They activate all the holy hosts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the worlds, and they begin to be activated in simcha. V'kama inun demekadme v'natlelon kame malka kadisha. And many of those words are taken and carried by the malachim all the way to Hashem. U'mit'atrim v'kama itrin v'inun nehorin ilahin. V'kulu nidberu mikame malka ilaha manchame chedvan, manchame tushbechan, desalkin v'chol inun reki'in kame malka kadisha. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, Who can see the great simcha that goes on in Shamayim when two Jews are sitting down to learn Torah? Umalka kadisha mistakel behu ve'itater behu ve'inun salkin al reshe ve'havu atara ve'nachtin ve'yatvin al cheke lego betukve umitaman salkin al reshe. These are very deep words of the Zohar, stating that each word that a person learns, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it and he puts it on his lap and he's mishtashea with it and he's delighting in it. Ve'alda amrat Torah va'ehye sha'ashu'im yom yom. Ve'hayiti lo k'tiv ela va'ehye. See what he says? The Zohar HaKadosh says, what is the Pasuk saying? Va'ehye sha'ashu'im yom yom. That's more of a present tense. It doesn't say Hayiti Shashuim. I was the delight of Hashem. Va'ehye, I am constantly the delight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechol zman ubechol idan demilin ilayin salkin kameh. Ubechol et she'adam osek umitdabek ba karau yadvarim semechim kintinatam misinai. Thank you. And at all times when a person is mitasek in the Torah, the words of the Torah cause and bring happiness like the moment when the Torah was given at Har Sinai. Kemo shekatuv bazohar, resh parashat chukat, zot ha-Torah tachaze, milin de'oraita kadishin inun. The words of Torah are holy. Ila'in inun. They are supernal. They are supreme. Setimin inun. They are hidden. They are deep. metikin inun. They are sweet. Kemadichtiv hanechemadim mizahav umipazrav. As we say every Shabbat morning, hanechemadim mizahav umipazrav uminofetzuf umtukim edevash venofetzufim. Mandi ishtadel beoraita ki ilukaim kol yoma al tura de Sinai lekabel oraita. Even if we go home with this. But go home, we're home. Aval, even if we come out with this one line from the Zohar HaKadosh, anyone who learns Torah, it is as if he is standing every day by Har Sinai to receive the Torah. You hear that? Hadaud ichtiv, hayom hazeh nihyeta la'am. Le'am, hayom hazeh nihyeta la'am. Sinai lekabel hat. There's a line here that's missing. Rabbi Avraham, if אפשר לשים את mute. מי שעוסק בתורה כאילו עומד כל יום על הר סיני לקבל התורה. ובפרשת אחרי מות, it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, the Tana, כל מן דעצית למילוי דאורייתא. Anyone who is paying attention, who listens to the words of the Torah, זכאהו בהי אלמא. How meritorious he is, how lucky he is in this world. Ukeilu kabil Torah miSinai, it's as if he's receiving Torah miSinai. Rabotai, between me and you, what's the difference? Besides all the fanfare and the voices and the sounds and the thunder. But basically, when we learn Torah, when we receive Torah nowadays, we are receiving it from those who received it, 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 all the way at Har Sinai. So I mean, if 1 equals 2, and 2 equals 3, and 3 equals 4, and 4 equals 5, that means 1 equals 5. That means we are receiving Torah from Har Sinai. If we are able to put aside the externality of it, which means that, well, it was 3,000 years ago, I don't see Moshe Rabbeinu, that's all external. But bottom line, it's the same Torah, and we have a solid bridge all the way back to Har Sinai. So when the Zohar HaKadosh says that one who sits and learns Torah or one who listens to a shiur of Torah, it's like he was mekabel the Torah from Sinai. This is not an exaggeration. This is not something that's, you know, we're trying to be poetic. We're trying to, make it like it's more than it is. It's actually what it is. We are receiving Torah from Har Sinai. That's it. If someone, let's say, wants tomatoes from the grocery store in Queens, right? And he sends someone to go to the store in Queens, and that person gets the tomatoes, but he can't come all the way back to the five towns. He gives it to someone who gives it to someone who gives it to someone who is traveling to the five towns, and that someone gives it to someone who gives it to you. So now what are you going to say? That these tomatoes, you didn't get them from the store? You got them from the store. Where'd you get these tomatoes? Oh, from so-and-so in Queens. That's the same thing. So what? What does it matter, all that happened in between? Doesn't matter. So when we are learning Torah, we are receiving Torah from Har Sinai. V'afilu mikol barnash, name ba'eli mishma milo deoraita. Here what the Zohar HaKadosh says, Rabotai, you came to the right place tonight. The Zohar HaKadosh says, from any person you can hear Torah, it's a good idea. Doesn't matter who it is. Mikol Barnash. Even if you're hearing Torah from, yours truly, right here, it's a good idea. Why not? Uman de arkin udne lekable. Listen to these words. And one who lowers his ears, I don't know if lowers, yeah, arkin is lowered. One who bends his ears, when someone is speaking, it's a nice thing to show that you're listening. Let's say you're in the Bet Knesset. And someone is speaking. So it's a good idea to go like this with your ears, or at least to tilt your head to show that you're interested, that you're listening. That was the way of the great rabbis. When they were listening to someone, they would show that they're listening. They wouldn't just sit there and the speaker has to guess that he's listening, because it's not written all over his face. He just has to figure that the person is polite enough to maybe listen to what he says. No, it's a good midah to show the teacher, to show the lecturer, the speaker, whoever it may be, yes, listening, to show attentiveness. Why am I saying that? I'm awakened to that from the words of the Zohar. Uman de arkin udne lekable. One who bends his ear, who turns his ear to listen, Yahiv yekara le malka kadisha. He's giving kavod to Hashem. V'yahiv yekara le oraita. He's giving glory and kavod. He's giving respect to the Torah. Aleh k'tiv hayom azeh niyeta le'am. Upon him it says, today you became a nation. What do you mean? This pasuk was said in the time of Matan Torah, Hayom Hazeh Niyet Alam. What does it have to do with a person in the year 5780? What is that in some galut, you know, outside of Eretz Yisrael? What does it have to do with him? It has everything to do with him. Anyone who is arkin udne lekabel oraita, anyone who bends over his ear to receive, to listen to the Torah, it's like he's standing by Har Sinai and hearing the voice of the Torah teaching him. That's what it is. If we don't see it like that, the problem is in us. But the mitziut, the reality of the matter, is exactly that without any exaggeration. Ve'hata'am, and the reason, says Rabbi Chaim, שכמו שבעת המעמד המקודש נתדבקו כביכול בדיבורו יתברך. רבותיי, listen and cherish and chew and enjoy and absorb these words of the Nefesh HaChaim. He says, just like at the time, at that holy moment when we stood by Har Sinai, they became close to Hashem because they clung to His word. Hashem said His word, and they heard His word, and they were lost in His words. Ken gam ata. If I would have with me pencil right now, I would give three lines under that. Ken gam ata. So it is happening now. Bechol et mamashe haadam osek vehogeba. At any moment when a person is learning Torah, Hudavuk al yada bediburo yitbarach mamash. He is clinging to Hashem, to the mouth, to the word of Hashem. Mamash kipshuto mechamat shehakol ma'amar piv yitbarach leMoshe miSinai, because these are all words that Hashem taught Moshe on Har Sinai. Vafilu ma shetalmid katan shoel merabo. As we know, even a little chidush of some little person in a later generation was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. V'gam ata be'et she'adam osek ba. Bechol teva. At this moment, even today, any word that a person is learning, ota ha'teva mamash nechtsevet az lehavat esh mipiv yitbarach kibyachol. It's like a flame came straight from Hashem right to your dining room table where you're learning Torah. Came right there. V'nechshav ke'ilu ata mekabela miSinai mipiv yitbarach shemo. And it's as if he is receiving mamash at this moment the Torah of Hashem. Lachen amru razal kama pe'amim ve'ayu adevarim semechim kintinatan miSinai. And that's, we find this many times in the Gemara, that when the Chachamim were learning Torah, it was described in the Gemara that the words were as happy as the time that it was given in Har Sinai. What does that description mean to convey to us? It's telling us that right now we have Har Sinai. Right now when we learn Torah, we are receiving words directly, straight from Har Sinai. Ve'az mishtalshel ve'nimshach shif'at or u'bracha mimekor shorsha ha'elyon al kol ha'olamot. And then, what do we cause with the learning of Torah? We draw forth the shefa of light and bracha from the source, from the highest source, unto all the worlds. V'gam ha'aretz he'ira mikhvoda u'mitbarechet. And we illuminate the world. Planet Earth is illuminated with the Torah that is studied in this world. U'betana deve Eliyahu, seder Eliyahu Rabba, perek yudchet. Rabbi Chaim quotes again, Tana deve Eliyahu, in our perek, in perek yudchet, כיוון שלומד את התורה, הרי זה מביא טובה לעולם. One who learns Torah, he brings good to the world. ויכול הוא לבקש רחמים ולהתפלל לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא. At that moment, we're learning something very powerful here from the Nefesh HaChaim. He says, at the moment when a person is learning Torah, he has the ability to ask רחמים from Hashem, and to pray for himself. He can open up the skies. He's quoting here from Tana Develiyahu. V'yavi matar la'olam, to bring, to rain down to the shower of Hashem's chasadim onto the world. That's why when you see people come to Big Rabbanim for a bracha, many times it's in the middle of their learning. So you might ask, maybe I shouldn't disturb him in his learning. No, that's the best time to ask him for a bracha. In the middle of learning Torah, to give a bracha, that might just catch. You never know. A tefillah in the middle, if a person is learning, pick up your eyes to Hashem. Hashem, please help me. Help me understand your Torah better. Hashem, give me a good heart to serve you. Hashem, please help us with parnasah. In the middle of learning. Because at that moment, there is the et ratzon, says the Tana Develiyahu. Ve'amar sham od, kol zman sheYisrael oskim b'Torah ve'osim retzon aviyem shebashamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'atzmo nifne aleihem libracha. When Am Yisrael are oskim b'Torah, when they learn Torah, and they do the will of Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself turns to them with blessing. Shene'emar, emet me'eretz titzmach. If the truth of Torah comes forth from the land, which means we learn Torah, tzedek mishamayim nishkaf, then all goodness and kindness is showered down from Shamayim. Ve'en hashkafa ela libracha. The word nishkaf denotes bracha, shene'emar hashkifa mime'on kodshecha uvarech et amecha et Yisrael. Today, this morning, for the Minyan Mitzumtzam that I had in Bet Knesset, I spoke with them about Birkat Kohanim. Those of you who weren't there, so I'll just share with you very quickly the idea that was said, that in Birkat Kohanim, we understand that this is something that is put in the tefillah in Birkat Hoda'ah. In the Bracha of Hoda'ah, we say Birkat Kohanim. Bracha of Hoda'ah means in the blessing of thanks to Hashem at the end. Don't you think maybe it should be in the bracha of avodah, of the service, in retzeh Hashem, where we say v'ashev avodah lidvir betecha? Maybe that's where we should put the bracha of birkat kohanim, because it was a service of the kohanim, or some other place where we ask for our needs. So the blessing is blessing us with our needs. What does it have to do in the bracha? What is it doing there in the bracha of hoda'ah, of modim, right before atov shimcha ulchanae leodot? And another question. The Gemara in Megillah tells us that Birkat Kohanim is one of the Dvarim Shebikdusha that requires Minyan. Why is it Dvarim Shebikdusha? Why is it Kaddish, Kedusha, Barichu? All those are praises of Hashem. Whereas Birkat Kohanim, we're not praising Hashem. It's a blessing that the Kohanim are blessing us. But the answer is, Rabotai, this service of Birkat Kohanim that the Kohanim do comes straight from the Bet HaMikdash. It was unstopped, straight from the time of the Beit HaMikdash. And what are the Kohanim doing? They are telling us the words of Hashem. Hashem says, V'samu et shemi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarechem. It's not the Kohanim that are blessing us. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blessing us. The conduit, the channel, is through the Kohanim. But it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is blessing us. And He's Mashre Shechinato b'nenu. The Zohar HaKadosh says at the time of Birkat Kohanim, the Shekhinah comes down among us at that time. That's why this is a et ratzon, to ask Hashem for our needs. That's why, for example, if a person had a bad dream, when does he do atavat chalom? In the middle, the Gemara says, in the middle of Birkat Kohanim. What does atavat chalom have to do, if he has a bad dream, what does it have to do with Birkat Kohanim? So we said from the Torah Chaim this morning, he says something unbelievable. Birkat Kohanim is begeder nevuah, Rabotai. What's nevuah? What does prophecy mean? The Navi came and he said the word of Hashem to the people. The Kohanim are blessing us with the word of Hashem. That's exactly nevuah. So now a dream, the Gemara says, is echad mishishim benevuah, is 1/60th of a nevuah, 1/60th of prophecy. So if a person had a bad dream, he wants to nullify it. How can you nullify it? So we know 1 in 60 becomes nullified. It's called batel b'shishim. So we come to Hashem in the middle of Birkat Kohanim and we say, chalomotai shelach, my chalomot are yours. I'm giving you my chalom. Which means it should be batel in the nevuah. Chalom is echad mishishim benevuah. It should be nullified in the nevuah that the Kohanim are speaking of right now. That is the bracha of Birkat Kohanim. Birkat Kohanim has the power to be mehapech, to turn around anything that is negative and make it into a great positive, into a great bracha. So may we be zoche, may we be meritorious to receive the brachot of the Torah, the shefa, hatzlacha, v'chasadim, v'rachamav ha-merubim that comes to those who are osek b'Torah and osim retzono shel makom. We should hear only besorot tovot, yeshuot v'nechamot, shavua tov rabotai, shavua tov Eliyahu, anavi zachur leto, shavua tov.